I just want to read out to you a declaration that Pastor Margaret and the board put together for the churches and for Australia, for the churches of Australia. I'm going to read it out to you now because I believe this is a really important declaration that we have to keep hold of for the year and continuing on in that as well. But let me, it's a prayer, so if you want to close your eyes, you can. If you want to, however you pray, pray. But let's get into this. So the declarations, the new year, 2018, dedication. Father, as we start this new year, let us start afresh with you. Forgive us for our past sins. Wash us cleanse in the blood of Jesus. We dedicate ourselves to you this day in spirit, soul, and body. May this new year be like turning a new leaf. May we become lovers of your word, yielded and obedient to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. As we confess and decree your word, may your Holy Spirit help us to be passionate worshippers, lovers of truth and faithful. Grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that we would walk worthy of your calling in Jesus' name. To the nation, Father, in this new year and new season, we apply the blood of Jesus over our church, our city and land. Have mercy on us and forgive our sins. Let your mercy rain down. We declare, Lord Jesus, over our nation. We lift the name of Jesus Christ high above our land. And may the spirit of the fear of the Lord blow across our nation. The hearts of the people turn to the obedience of faith. Father's hearts turn to the children. Children's hearts turn to the Father. To the body of Christ, love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, mind and strength. Be strong in the Lord and the power of, and his might. Put the whole armour of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let the rod of his strength come out of your mouth. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Let the manifold wisdom of God be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly spheres. Live, love, and rule in unity of spirit and faith, ever mindful of one another in the unity of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, you are the same yesterday and today and forever. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals, the Lord that restores, the Lord that delivers, and the Lord that saves. You are our God of miracles, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Healing waters flow from the river of God. We ask our souls that where your presence flows, we will have many fish. Stretch out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders will be done in your name. We go out in doing good and healing all the oppressed in your name. Families, we bow our knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that you would grant the families of church and nation to be strengthened by might by your spirit of the inner man, that Christ would dwell in their hearts through faith, that they would be rooted and grounded in love, that our families would comprehend the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know and love of the love of Christ and to be filled with the fullness of God. Father, you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To you be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations. We cry mercy and grace over our families in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to minister to families of this nation in your fatherhood. May the hearts of the fathers turn to the children and the children to the fathers. We speak healing over relationships and grace between husband and wife. We bind spirits of divorce and unforgiveness and call forth reconciliation and mercy. Father, we pray for souls. We plead the blood of Jesus over our city and ask for mercy. It is not your will that any perish. We pull down the blindness from their minds and the light of the glorious gospel would shine in their hearts. Send forth laborers into the harvest that the gospel would be preached. Let light dispel the darkness. Raise up intercessors that would cry out day and night. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done in Perth as it is in heaven. To the city of Perth, we pray. We pray for the welfare of our city, that in it we would have welfare. It is an anointed city set apart for the gospel to be preached and to the hosts of the presence of God. It is a city of refuge and restoration, like a well in a dry place. Our city is a city of light. Let its light shine and dispel darkness. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. We pray for a divine protection for Perth and apply the blood of Jesus over it. Let the angels keep it in all its ways. We declare that because your mercy and grace, our city is kept by the power of God through faith. You are our shield and you are our fortress, and in you we trust in 2018. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Awesome declaration. And I'll put this out on the website, on my blog, for you to, for your prayer groups and connect groups to read through during the year. It's a great declaration and dedication for our church and for our nation and for our city. Amen.